Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our Canvas Rebel podcast. Talking about a holistic approach to reaching your full potential, I have four very talented entrepreneurs here with me today who are super passionate about mental health, physical health, overall wellness, all the good stuff. And I'm just super excited to chat with each of you and learn a little bit more about your background. So let's get started with some introductions.
Yeah, my name is Natalie Rosato, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm looking forward to today's conversation. So I am located in Tampa, Florida, and I have been a licensed mental health counselor for about 15 years now and have worked in various settings over the years. But currently, I own a group practice where we have about 19 therapists that work at the practice. And and we kind of touch upon a few things that I'm pretty sure we're going to be touching upon today in the podcast. So
awesome.
Hi, my name is Paige, also known as Mama Winkers. I am a marketing account manager here in the Dallas, Texas area for a child care marketing agency by the name of Rose Marketing. And then on the free time, I also run my own blog, Mama Winkers, on Instagram. Really big on just, you know, blogging about my life. I've grown my following since I was in high school, so it's really covered my entire journey throughout my life. And it's a lot about the peak of the inside of a real life, you know, blogger. It's not very flashy and things like that. I do love to blog about this life, my hobbies, but it's also really big on positivity, kindness, and just really showing the journey from my little self, my little high school self, all the way up until now, and just all of my goals and my future plans. Really big about that and spreading kindness and things like that. So that is me.
Amazing.
Hi, my name is Tamitha McCoy, known as Tammy. I am located in Georgia, but I'm from Connecticut. I have over 20 years of behavioral health, mental health experience. Currently, I work for a major insurance company as a supervisor. I've been with that company for 5 years, but part-time, I passionately work with a private practice where I provide virtual therapy sessions right now for adults. And I like helping people build their self-esteem, helping them just be their better self, help them on their healing, their journey to healing, whatever that may be, depression, trauma, anxiety, whatever that may look like for them. My goal is to help them reach that goal on healing and being comfortable in the skin that they're in. And so that's who I am in a nutshell.
That's beautiful. My name is Austin Santee. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm a mental and physical fitness coach. And, I got my start in physical fitness and I started helping men better themselves through their physical bodies. But I realized slowly that that wasn't enough, that people needed help more at a deeper psychological level. So I set out to get my PhD in psychology. And now I'm a certified positive intelligence coach. So I help people through positive psychology and build emotional intelligence. So positive psychology basically is like, this is where I am and this is where I'm trying to go. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really necessarily worry so much about what happened in the past, but where you are currently to where you're trying to go in the future. And then emotional intelligence to really help people tap into their own emotions, understand who they are, show up as their authentic selves, and then connect more deeply with themselves and others, which is going to better your relationships and better how you show up in the world.
Love that. Amazing. Well, you're also passionate about what you do, just from the brief intros from each of you. Very excited to learn more. I'd love to start off by asking, how do you find success holistically? And what does that look like for you? Whoever wants to go first, feel free to just jump right in.
I'll start. I think just being true to yourself and really defining yourself first and what success will look like for you. You know, we all may have goals and things that we want to do, but I think it's important to really make sure that, for me, I had to make sure that I was healed, or I can help someone else heal with whatever they got going on. I had to make sure that I was healed with whatever I had going on, if anything, right? And so, you know, while I'm helping, you know, my clients, you know, helping them with a centered person approach, I also have to make sure that I'm okay and also looking at myself too. So I think it's important to just kind of tap into your own self and just being true to yourself first.
Yeah.
And like, okay, let me make sure I can do this before I can help someone else.
Yeah. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
I think personally for me, you know, everybody's different, but personally, I find true happiness when I know that I'm making a positive impact on someone else as well. So, you know, having like, it's so weird to hear, especially my friends who have followed my journey forever, you know, they know my backstory, they know my trauma, they know, you know, everything that I've risen above. And to hear, you know, when I'm being positive or showing things that I've learned and stuff like that, they're like, wow, you know, I didn't even think of that, you know, like, thank you. Like, you've made a positive impact on me. To me, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, that will go beyond any amount of money, any amount of fame. It's just hearing that small bit, knowing that I impacted them so that way they can move forward and then impact somebody else. That is truly where I feel like, I'm like, my heart is fluttering.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's one really cool thing about like our profession is that it kind of draws people like us to that field, right? That like those kinds of moments with our clients kind of motivate us to continue to do what we do. Like one of the things I've learned that I feel like has helped me, I guess, have those moments of success, and I kind of use air quotes for that because I know we all kind of define it differently, is I've learned, and I wish I could say I learned it sooner than later, but it was probably just a few years ago, is that like this idea of like a holistic approach, for me, I always kind of equated it to having to like live a life of balance or equilibrium. And I tend to be someone who's kind of type A. And I would always try to like attain that, like in order for me to feel like I'm, you know, living a successful life, like work, I had to be doing really well. And like my, you know, physically, like I had to be working out like, you know, 150 minutes a week and, you know, and hanging out with my friends and family. And I think I've learned over the years that like this idea of balance, at least for me personally, like it just doesn't exist really. And I kind of see it more so like a stovetop, how there are going to be things in life that are going to be in the front burners, and there are going to be things naturally that will be on the back burners. And I think accepting that and realizing that in some seasons, I might potentially be spending more time in some areas of my life and a little bit less time on other areas of my life. And like, as long as I'm still kind of paying attention to all of those areas, but maybe not putting in as much time equally to all of those areas, like that's still okay. And for me, I still define that as success. And I think like once I accepted that concept, like I found that to be a little bit more of like a relieving and less pressured way of living my life. So that's just like a little nugget that I recently kind of accepted.
Yeah.
You ladies said it beautifully. It's hard to tap onto that, but I, you know, especially because we all kind of follow the same philosophies, but, you know, in the simplest form, I think that a successful life is measured by your ability to enjoy the passage of time, right? So as long as you're enjoying time and doing what you want to do, then you're going to be living a successful life from a holistic perspective. As they have all mentioned so perfectly, everybody's definition of success is so different. Yeah. And so what I help my clients do is tap into their value system. And I believe that if you're living living a life that's congruent with your values, then you're going to enjoy your life because you're not doing anything that's outside of what you wouldn't want to do. Right. So for me personally, I just want to constantly and consistently surround myself with the people that I love. And if I'm around those people most of the time, then I'm going to be happy. And, you know, for you guys, it sounds like a lot of your values come from serving others. So being able to coach and being able to help others get to their goals or to discover their true selves is what brings you joy. So I think it's really cool that you guys have discovered that for yourselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's actually a really great segue into my next question. What are some specific ways that you all are using your platform or your business to empower and uplift your clients or the people that you interact with on a daily basis?
For me, you know, it's pretty straightforward. You know, I have my Instagram where it's public. Everybody can view, anybody can follow. You know, everybody has their cup of tea, the following that they like, whether, you know, they really want somebody who's really big into food and everything like that. I just really try to be honest, like just truthfully honest. Yeah. There's no, fake curtain or anything like that. I really, really try to show the rawness of it. If I haven't slept, I'm not going to put a filter on and take or like everything like that and be like, I had 1 hour of sleep last night because my insomnia was running wild. This is the real life, but hey, I'm making it through. I'm alive. I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. Like, hey, versus, you know, an old version of me, I would have been like, oh, you know, I only slept 1 hour. I have to call in. I'm going to let it affect me. I'm just trying to show people, you know, it really is how you approach things. Mm-hmm. I got to wake up this morning. I only got 1 hour of sleep, but guess what? I still got to wake up this morning. I still have a job. I get to make my coffee, and this is the realness of it. Do I feel 100? No, not really. But hey, let's keep going. We got this. If you feel the exact same way, go ahead and leave a comment. Let's all empower each other. Let's get going. Just really, really trying to do like the real rawness.
Yeah.
Mm, that's good. I wish I could say that I've gotten to that place where I do not need filters, but I'm working on it. Slowly but surely. I don't know if you guys had like similar parents as my parents, but I have kind of older parents. But I would always kind of grow up hearing a variation of this, which was like, with any new trend that would come up, whether it was like a clothing trend or music or whatever, it was always like, oh, that's just an imitation of what we had like back in the day. You know,
my parents.
And
are
now
the same
that I'm
way.
Older, I hate to admit that like I have very similar thoughts when I hear like, you know, things coming out now. But I say all of that to say, I feel like when I thought about our topic today, I had one of those like moments where, you know, that might be a sign that I'm kind of aging, but where I thought of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
And that was like, I think like back in the 40s or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I want to say it was like early 40s, but yeah, essentially, I mean, he was onto something, right? I think that, you know, and just like for those that might not necessarily be as familiar with it, but essentially it was, he created this idea that like in order to arrive at like our greatest potential or self-actualization, like there needed to be some things that we needed to pay close attention to. And so it was like our physical needs and safety. And then he called it belonging, but really it's just kind of like our social life and so, you know, social circles and connection. And then there was the self-esteem, which was just like our status and, you know, who we are in our community and our titles and, you know, positions. And then it was that last level of just like our highest potential. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, so he like recognized that like we needed to like address all of those things in order to kind of arrive at, you know, our highest level, whatever that is for everyone. So when I think of like how I've been able to kind of implement that into like my practice, I feel like I've kind of begun to do that, and I hope to continue to do that in some ways. But I love that we started out as a counseling practice naturally just because of my background. But now it's really cool that we have like a registered yoga instructor, and we have a certified trainer, personal trainer, and a nutritionist. And I have someone who went to a theological seminary school who enjoys having spiritual conversations with our clients. And Yeah. And so it's just been really, and we have a coach who does a lot of like business coaching and stuff. And so it's been really cool to see how, you know, the practice has just kind of evolved. And I love the idea that our clients can come and yes, we still have a niche where we work on, you know, the counseling piece, but if we are able to identify that they have additional needs that would help them move in a direction that they're wanting to towards this, you know, self-actualization place or wanting to reach their fullest potential, you know, like those kinds of additional services are available there. And so I love that, you know, our practice has been able to offer that. So that's been our way of being able to provide that.
That's incredible.
Madison, can you remind me of the question?
Yeah, I just was asking what specific ways you use your platform or your business to empower your clients or the people that you work with.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question. For me, it's one of my like philosophies of, you know, be positive and go first. More often than not, the people that you encounter every single day, you don't know what they're going through. And so if you are the one positive interaction that they have, then you don't know what that ripple effect has on the rest of their lives. And it's not that difficult to be positive. And more often than not, people aren't going to come up to you. We kind of live in this world where it's like, hey, they don't want to talk to me, so I don't want to talk to them. And so then nobody talks to anybody. And so I try to kind of break that mentality or that social status and go against the grain on that. Mm-hmm. And so I try to be positive and go first. And, you know, I try to have a positive interaction. That way, anybody who interacts with me after they leave me, they feel a little bit uplifted and they feel better about their day.
Yeah.
For me, sometimes it's helpful for my clients, a little bit of self-disclosure. Sometimes, you know, we're always hearing about them and what they're doing. And sometimes it helps letting them know that, you know, I've experienced, maybe not going into great detail of what may have happened, but just letting them know that this, I've experienced that too. And just how I overcome, just let them know I'm also, you know, I'm not just this person that have this education, these degrees, and I'm just trying, you know, it's like I have life experience as well. And, you know, they appreciate that. But also sometimes, you know, if when they're feeling, you know, lack of self-confidence and or, you know, low self-esteem or what have you, you know, just building them up and being able to pull out the values that they don't even see in themselves, right? We're pulling them out. And sometimes they're like, I didn't even realize that, you know, and just letting them know that I see these things in you and I only known you for 3 weeks or whatever, you know, and just letting them, you know, and they start writing it down and things like that. And just letting, you know, keep that in mind that I see these things in you. And even though it may be small to you, it's really a big thing, right?
Yep.
And so just, you know, just that sometimes self-disclosure, sometimes being a little transparent and letting them know that life happens to everybody. And I was in your space at the time it happened to me, but this is what, that saying it may work for you, but I know how it is to be in that place, you know? So sometimes self-disclosure and also just pointing out positives or, you know, things in them, or even sometimes being very, you know, open and honest with them and letting them know that, you know, basically like Dr. Phil used to say, how is that working for you? And sometimes they're like, I know, you know, so just sometimes just putting it out there.
Yeah.
The transparency part is like a big thing for me too. Yeah. Like something I've learned, it goes hand in hand with, you don't know what people are facing. Like if you are honest and upfront, you know, you don't have to always paint this pretty picture. I used to have this like idea in my head, like I have to go to work and always be in a good mood and always be nice to everybody and be this in order to be 100% successful in my role and do this. I have to always have a smile on. But until I like worked somewhere where I'm at now, where it's like, where they're really big on mental health, they're like, you're not going to be 100 every day. You don't have to show up 100 every day. And it's like, oh, like what? And then when you hear that and then you're able to pass that on to somebody and they hear it for the first time, it's like, wow. Like, and then you get to see what you saw when somebody else told you that. And it's like, I'm really hoping that I could do that because I am starting to do that with more of my friends. And they're like, I didn't even think about it that way. You get that response like, wow. Yeah. And I feel like it's, you know,
a lot of the younger generation, especially, are like my friends. We grew up with a lot of parents that were like, you need to go full force. You need to work 100. You need straight A's. You need this. You need that. You need to be going at your full potential. When in reality, you're not always going to have 100% of yourself to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are almost out of time, but I do want to ask one more quick question so we can leave our audience with the last little tidbit of wisdom. How can we reach our fullest potential in 2024?
Sure. I think
that's such a big question to end with, but short and sweet.
I think I'll just echo what I just said, you know, being honest and kind with yourself, being real, knowing when to ask for help, knowing when to say, hey, I've got my limit. I'm a big superwoman. I want to fix everything. But when I started to draw the line and be like, this is out of my hands, I cannot do anything about it, or I need help from other people, is when I felt like I was starting to reach my most like best self.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to end with what I started with, being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. You know, I would probably say this. One of my favorite books, I don't know if you guys have probably read it. It's super popular. It's like the 7 Habits of like Highly Effective People. And like one of the things that he talks about in there is just, the healthy process that we should all go through is going from like dependence to independence to interdependence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm learning lately that like, in order to achieve success, like it's rarely achieved, like really in isolation. And so I'm really learning lately the benefits of just collaboration and connection and just working in partnership with those around me. And so, and it's been a beautiful thing, like the connections I've made recently. And so I would really encourage people to do that. Like there's so much you can learn from those around you and their experiences and knowledge and background.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it would be that.
So I'm writing a book right now, and my first chapter talks about be present and be intentional. And it's those two combined that really formulate a healthy mindset. And so what I would tell people to really tap into your potential and achieve the most that you can, you need to become self-aware, but you also need to have a growth mindset. And so a growth mindset is hey, I may not be able to do it right now, but I can learn the skills required to get myself there. Mm-hmm. So if you can work on anything, it's work on your mindset. Understand that your fears are the things that are holding you back. And if it's humanly possible, then you can do it too.
Yeah. So well said. I'm going to have to grab my journal and write down all of the insight you all have shared. Lots of inspiration today. But thank you all so much for joining me. What a great episode. I'm very, very excited to share this with our audience and excited to see what you all accomplish and how you continue to impact the lives of your clients and your audience in 2024.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Madison.